Good morning. I'm Lacey Akridge, and I attend Paradise High School. And Skylar took more of an approach towards growing up here in the church and at school, and I'm going to be talking more about my future and what the plans I have. At the very beginning of this school year, I was asked to fill out a questionnaire for the yearbook to be placed underneath my picture. And one of the questions was, what is your favorite Bible verse? And I wrote down Jeremiah 29:11, because it reminds me that there are so many opportunities in this world for me that God is providing. And it's also security that he's always going to be there. And if any of you aren't familiar with this scripture, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." When Samantha asked me to tell you a little bit about growing up or my future and what I wanted my message to be about, I immediately knew that this scripture is what I wanted to convey to you, because it's playing a huge part of my life right now, going through changes and graduating and figuring out what I want to do with my future. Whenever I sat down and asked myself what this scripture truly meant to me, and I read between the lines, I found that Jeremiah 29:11 wasn't the only thing that spoke to me. I read a little bit farther into chapter 29, and I found that everything that I needed for confidence for my future and what I'm set out to be was a guideline right there in front of me. I found that there are 5 steps in this world to keep my confidence in what I need to do. Step 1, Jeremiah 29:5-7. Continue to do what you are supposed to do. God was telling the Israelites that they must keep on keeping on, or they must stay on their course. And they are not to sit around and do nothing and wait to be delivered. God wants them to have an abundant life in their current situation as they await for the plans for the future. God wants you to live an abundant life now, even if your circumstances are less ideal now. They must not sit around and do nothing. You must act now. Step 2, Jeremiah 29:8-9. Turn to the Lord and do not listen to bad advice. False prophets were telling the people of Israel that they want to hear what they want to hear, and the people were trusting in them. This makes me wonder, how many times a day or in life do we seek bad advice? How often do we give bad advice for the goodness of ourselves? We're supposed to turn to God and direct other people to God. God only knows the plan that he has for us, nobody else. Step 3, Jeremiah 29:10. We must wait on the Lord. At this point, the Jews would not return to the promised land that God promised them. This is a classic lesson in God's living. God's timing is not our own timing. We can't have everything we want when we want it. We have to wait for success or wait for an accomplishment. Waiting on the Lord does not mean to do nothing. We are supposed to continue with step 1, doing our part, and God will do his part no matter what. Step 4, Jeremiah 29:11. Receive God's promise. This is the verse of hope. After God spent a few verses setting up the background of what the Jews were to do now and how long they would have to do it, he tells them that he has great plans for them, and all that they have to do is trust him. Simply receiving his promise as your own is the hardest thing to do, but if you do it, it feels so amazing in the end. Yes, it was the Jews of 1,000 years ago, but this verse is set up for God's people of today. And if we follow this step, it's way easier to follow the next step, which is step 5, seeking God with all of your heart. Within these 3 verses was my key to understanding Jeremiah chapter 29. This is the condition to receiving the plans that God has for me in verse 11. God's plans for us will come to fruition when we seek him with all of our heart. The New Testament tells us that through Jesus Christ, all of the promises of God find their fulfillment. All in all, as I plan to act out my life and make the decisions on my own after graduating and going into my future and taking my next step in life, I plan to keep these 5 steps at the back of my mind at all times, because I know with these steps I can't go wrong. I have learned throughout life that we all experience obstacles and go through life's trials. When we find ourselves in these situations, we must not give up. God is always there. We must do our part and continue living to be fruitful. God does have a plan for us, no matter what you think. His plan not be on our timing, but it'll be there eventually. We must pray to God and we must do what we do. We will listen and he will reveal his son to us. We must seek him with all of our hearts. Then and only then will we find Christ, find him through Christ, and he will bring us out of our captivity and experience the plans that he has for us. And finally, God does indeed want us to live an abundant life here on earth, but the true plans he has for us will be realized when we meet him in heaven. If you could please bow your head with me. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk today and share my testimony. And I ask you to watch over our seniors and keep them alive and remind them of the 5 steps of life as they go into their future.